Moncrief
on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, a normal sperm count is 20 million per millimetre. Ari Nagel's is 85 million per millimetre, and Ari uses this gift to help people have kids. So far, he's helped with 29 of them. Ari's on the line. Afternoon, Ari.
Good afternoon. Well, good morning in New York.
Yeah. How did you discover, what were the circumstances that you discovered in which you had an abnormally high sperm count?
Yes. As soon as the 20th kid was born, then I said, you know what, maybe my sperm count is good.
But no,
I'm one of seven, so it might be hereditary because I have 27 nieces and nephews and come from a lot of large families. But I think, I remember I did an IVF, like an in vitro fertilization. And when they take your sperm in the clinic, they automatically test it every single time. And then it was actually the doctor that told me that I have a very, very high sperm count.
But you, if you like, started this in the more normal way, you had a partner and you had some children together.
Not particularly. I had one child that was not in the context of a donor type relationship, and then started donating.
Right. Okay. And so what started you donating then?
I was asked. I was actually on Craigslist. It's a website that's quite popular, was quite popular anyway. And I found my housekeeper on there, and I sold my motorcycle on there. It's basically just a free classified section. And then there was a woman that was looking for someone to conceive with. And it was really two scenarios. One was a lesbian couple, and they were looking for help to grow their family. And then there was also a single woman that wasn't meeting anyone. She was in her 40s, and she needed help to have a child as well. And they were both very, very different circumstances. But what's funny is that they both live right near each other in Manhattan, and they couldn't be more different. So one of them is an African-American couple, and he's living in Chelsea, and he's 9 years old right now. And then the other one's a Hasidic Jew, and he's living in Israel. And they're both brothers. They're both born 1 month apart. They both have the same father, but one has blue eyes, and they couldn't be more different other than those three similarities.
But what first attracted you to doing this?
You do it once and you saw how happy the moms were, and you saw how happy the child was and how appreciative they were, that it's sort of that was the reason you want to just do it again, and how rewarding it was for not just me, but all the parties involved.
And the way you make this donation has changed from woman to woman, as I understand it.
Ultimately, the women ends up choosing the methodology that they're most comfortable with. So some of them are lesbians, and they don't want to, have sex with me. So I might hand it in a cup to them, and then they'll put it inside. Other times they want it the old-fashioned way. And then sometimes if they could afford it and their age prohibits them from doing it any other way, they'll go to a clinic. So it's all the above. Actually, one time even I had a couple, it's a heterosexual couple, and they're in Illinois, and they didn't feel comfortable with me coming to their small town, so I ended up just mailing it to them, and then they have a five-year-old.
Okay, that sounds fair enough. And and before you agree to do it for an individual or a couple, what kind of agreement do you work up with them?
The agreements are all oral. Agreements. We don't really have any written agreements. I'm not quite sure if any written agreement would even hold up in court. In the end, ultimately, it's the child's right to sue for child support. So some of the women did go back on their word and ended up filing for child support, but a vast majority of them were honest.
Yeah, I think is it something like 9 of the women have sued you for child support?
5 of the women, but I support 9 of the children.
Right, okay.
Because some of the moms have more than one kid, and some of the kids have more than one mom.
Okay, that must cost you a lot of money.
It does, but, the money's going to my kids. I have my brother sending his kids to private school, and he's paying much more in tuition than I'm paying in child support. So that helps alleviate it. And it's not like I'm paying a parking ticket. The money's going to my children, so it makes it a little easier to swallow.
And in terms of the contact you have with them, some of them you do have contact, some of them not so much.
It's really up to the moms and if they want me to play a role or not. I think sometimes initially when they envision it, they really didn't feel like they wanted me to play a role because they had their own family unit. But it's dynamic and it changes. And sometimes when the kid gets older and they start asking questions, and then they want me to play a role. So it changes. But ultimately, it's always the mom's decision whether they want me to play a role. Some I see all the time and some I've never met.
Right. So say out of the 29, how many would you see regularly?
I would say maybe there's only two or three that I've never actually met. And then I would say probably half I have a close, very close relationship with, and then others less so.
Right. Okay. And so out of that half, would that mean you'd see them on a weekly basis? You know, how regularly?
Well, some daily, some monthly, depending logistically where they are. You know, sometimes they live, it's spread out across 10 different states in the U.S. And sometimes it makes it a little difficult to see them regularly, but I might just video chat. You know, once the kid gets a little older, we just video chat on the phone once or twice a week. And that would be the relationship. And then on the occasional visit. But obviously, the more local they are, the easier it is and the more often I can go see them.
Right. So say the ones who would be based in New York and the general area, you can go to birthday parties and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Not just me, but a lot of the siblings. So sometimes I live maybe 3 hours away, but then there might be two moms that live near each other and they get together with the kids all the time. So those kids are bonding and growing up with each other. A lot of the women that reached out to me were in their 40s, and as much as they want a sibling for their child, it's not in the cards because their age prohibits it. So now they feel like instead of having an only child, they're able to have their children bond with a lot of their other siblings, and they get together more often than sometimes they get together with me. So a lot of them take family vacations together, and we just had a Halloween party that passed, and I had a whole bunch of moms and kids there. And of course, yes, also birthday parties. I had a birthday party last month for my daughter, who was 3-year-old, and I had four other 3-year-olds there that were all celebrating the birthday together.
And though also at the same time, I assume some of the people you've donated to don't want to meet the siblings or know about the siblings. Others do. How was that all negotiated out?
It's no negotiation needed. It's just ultimately their decision. So they just decide what they want, and then that's what happens. You know, it's funny because I don't know how many mom and dads can say that they never fought, but I have I've never fought with so many of the mothers, and it's really, really easy because I just let them make all the decisions concerning the child, and then we just never have any reason to fight.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. It must be enormously complicated for you, even in terms of, you know, do you have to have complicated spreadsheets as to remember where to be when and what child you're meeting and what their names are and all that kind of stuff?
You know, I'm a college professor, so I have over 100 students a semester. And of course, by the end of the 12-week semester, I know all their names. Now, it's not that complicated to keep track of their names. Of course, my phone alerts me when there's a birthday coming up. My next birthday is the 27th of November. My daughter is turning 6. But I do have a spreadsheet to keep track of names, birthdays, and things of that nature.
Do many of them look like you?
You know, it's really interesting because there's so many different nationalities. Some of them are black, some of them are Hispanic, and some of them have an Irish child, and some of them are Jewish and have Italian. So, but I do, I'm not so sure they all look like each other, but there are many, many similarities.
Yeah, because it must be like, say, at a birthday party, and there might be 5 or 6 kids there who all look kind of eerily similar to each other. It's odd.
Yes, especially they're almost like twins because some of them are born so close to each other. I have kids that are born a day apart, and they.
Wow.
But obviously, sometimes the moms look so different, so the kids look a little different as well. I guess it'll be hard to see. You know, sometimes as babies, they have lots of similarities, but we have to see when they grow up and see what the similarities are.
And so far, how many of your children have you been in the same place with at the one time, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think they'll all be at my funeral. That will be the time that they'll all get together.
Well, you won't enjoy that bit.
Unfortunately, I won't, but I get together probably 7 or 8 at a time, but that, you know, would probably be the max, but it happens quite often.
And are you going to keep doing this?
I'm 42 years old, so I think that I don't want to keep doing this when I'm 50, but probably another few years.
Right, okay. But say you have 29 now, do you have a target figure in mind? Are you thinking 35 and I'm done?
No, it wouldn't be a target about number of children. My target would be my age, because I feel like there's could be increased health risks, maybe perhaps once you go past 45. And obviously, when the woman gets older, there's additional health risks, but it works the same for a man. So even though physically I'll be able to donate for many more years, I think that they should find a younger donor after I turn 46.
But you're kind of a proven winner. Have any mothers or couples come back to you and said, we'd like a second or a third one?
Yes, some of the moms have 2 children, and The one has three, but there's a couple, a handful that have two children.
Okay. Can you name all of them off the top of your head?
Yes, of course, I can name them all.
Go on then.
You want an age order? Do you want it by state?
Oh, you're showing off now. By age,
the thing
then.
Is that some of the families are somewhat private.
Yeah.
And they don't want me to share their names. So there's some of that. But a lot of them actually named it after me. So I have an Ari. My name is Ari, and I have an Ari Jr. And I have a Kari, which is a K-H-A-R-I. I have an Akari, A-A-C-A-R-I. I have an Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, for a daughter. And so it makes it a little easier to remember all their names. I have one baby shower that I'm going to next week. That baby is due December 19th. And her name is going to be Aries, A-R-I-E-S. So, and then I have two kids that took my middle name, which is Lee. But of course, that's not through any instruction of my own. This is just something that the moms wanted to do. And they ended up ultimately always choosing the names.
Do I hear a child in the background there, Ari?
Yes. you'll always hear children in the background. That's some good connection.
I suppose it's difficult for you to escape them. Ah, really?
Yes. That would be the right word. He's 6 months.
Ari, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Ari Nagel there.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.